All right, guys, let's go back to that barrier number one of the inner critic and self-limiting beliefs. So we already talked about how we first have to become aware of these beliefs. And then the next thing we talked about was one of my favorite methods of overcoming them, which is the use of mantras and self-affirmations to overwrite those negative thoughts into positive ones in our subconscious. The next way you can do that is by naming that voice. We've kind of joked about this in 2020 quite a bit with people calling certain people Karens. And so I want you to pick whatever name you want, Sally, Sue, Joe, not Sukaina, but acknowledge that inner critic, name it, and then give it character. And then the most important part is I want you to challenge it. Like, really, Karen, is what you're saying honest, true, and sincere? Is this really a fact, or is it just a random thought that you've generated? I want you to really challenge it. Use that debate person in you. Use that challenging person in you. Use that lawyer in you to lawyer that Karen or Sue or Joe and really challenge that voice.